With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks have not been scheduled. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Several days after announcing he had begun making arrangements for Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet, the president is unhappy with the pace of peace efforts.
I think over the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I better be very happy.
On Friday, Russia's top diplomat made clear that Putin won't sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to certain concessions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says that the U.S. and European nations are working on some security guarantees for Ukraine.
When we talk about security guarantees, let's also agree that there are two layers. Layer number one will be after a peace deal / a long-term ceasefire or a combination of the two.
Meantime, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week that all parties in the Russia-Ukraine dialogue are still sizing up their opponents.
I think right now we're still in the phase where everyone, President Trump, Zelensky, the European leaders, are testing whether Vladimir Putin is serious about any kind of peace negotiation. And if he's not, then we're going to have to collectively continue to show the strength that Ukraine and the United States have shown for the last 3.5 years.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it on to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. President Trump has pushed for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has 5 new districts that would favor Republicans, and the Republican governor, Abbott, expected to quickly sign it into law. Meanwhile, a similar effort is underway on the Democrat side, with Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom trying to add about 5 new Democrat seats in his state. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Liz Merrill says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing something to try and sustain secret believers there. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirmed the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers who are former members of Islam. This is SRN News. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity writes that President Trump fired Erica Meckenlerfer, the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and Mr. Trump was angry that the jobs report for July recalculated downward by some 250,000, the BLS initial estimates of employment in May and June. Meanwhile, economist Stephen Moore says government agencies really have been hard to figure out lately.
The numbers that have been coming out recently are completely unreliable. They're all over the map. I don't know if they were intentionally distorted. That's for other people to decide.
Meanwhile, Moore says don't believe the claim by liberals that Trump is driving inflation higher, whatever they say.
First of all, inflation has come down. Remember that what really undid the Biden and Kamala Harris administrations, and the reason Donald Trump is the single biggest reason Trump is president, there are a number of reasons, but Americans hate inflation.
This is SRN News.